Hi there, and welcome to Nordic Mom Podcast. Now, today I'm going to talk about something slightly different. This goes back to me writing a Facebook post to my business tutor baby box, an Instagram post, and someone came back to me in a private message saying, "So and so doesn't, you know, read well, or it there's mistakes on your, you know, the way you've written it." And when I went to have a look at it, yeah, you're right, there was mistakes. And I wasn't upset about what this person said. I was actually grateful them pointing out to me that, you know, what I have written was wrong. And it's not the first time someone has contacted me about, you know, about something that I've written had mistakes. And I never go out there, you know, to blame something else or someone else about my mistakes. But it prompted me to kind of talk about this because it's what I am. So the reason why you might see mistakes on my, you know, even the captions on this podcast is because I suffer from dyslexia. Now, if you have ever, you know, heard about what, you know, is dyslexia, basically it's defined as a reading disorder. So you have trouble reading normally. You might have a normal intelligence, but if that's spelling words, reading quickly, writing words, sounding out words in the head, pronouncing words when reading out loud and understanding one reads. So my dyslexia was captured when I was a child. So when I was in school in Finland, my teachers realized that the way my writing and reading was developing was slightly different to my classmates. So I was very fortunate that in Finland on those days, 1980s, there was already awareness about how to support people who have dyslexia and what we can do to help them. And I was very grateful to receive extra tutoring and helping me to understand that, you know, dyslexia doesn't mean that you are dumb. It just means that you need extra time to do certain tasks, and sometimes you need to write something and then you have to go back to it after a while to check the mistakes that you have there. And it's still the same today. So if I don't check my writing, and sometimes I don't, I just put it out like a Facebook post. I just put it out and then I'm like, oh God, that doesn't sound good. Oh yeah, I can see there's a mistake. But when you're writing it, you are blind to your own mistakes. My dyslexia is the sense that when there's words like double L's, double M's, double N's, I get blinded and then I can only see one, or I only write one when there should be two. My sister, who is an English teacher in Finland, she tends to read my correspondence, like if I do blog posts or any, you know, long writing. And she tells me, because she's a teacher, so she's learned to, and she's taught how to recognize dyslexia. And she said, I can still see, even in English, when you write English, you still have the same mistakes that you do in Finnish, like typical mistakes for dyslexic people do. If you have a child who has dyslexia, just be patient, you know. They're learning so many other stuff as well. And dyslexia is just, it's just one of those things, you can't get rid of it, but you can get help to support yourself the way through it, to from your young adult through to be adult. And dyslexia doesn't hold you back. It doesn't mean that you're dumb. It doesn't mean that there's some things in life that you cannot do because you have dyslexia. And I'm living proof of that. And so is many others who suffer from dyslexia. Now, what is the treatment? Well, there isn't. It's a learning disability, and you know, you just have to live with it. And usually, you end up having more of a, I would say, a visual. Like I'm a visual person, I need to see something to kind of comprehend it. It can also cause, this can cause emotional problems as well. I've never, you know, felt that I have emotional problems, but it can, because people can feel that they can't do some things or their skills are inadequate to reading or writing when they're children and they're trying to learn all these things. and you can feel isolated, and you can feel that you're not learning as fast as your peers because you have dyslexia. One interesting thing was when I speak to my son's teacher and I ask about dyslexia, saying, "Look, I'm suffering dyslexia. It's normally that you inherit it from one of your parents. So I want to make sure that if my son has it, he gets all the necessary support that is out there to help him." And the teacher said to me, "Oh, don't worry, he's in kindy. We don't pay attention to things like that in kindy." And I was shocked. So I went back to my sister and said, "Look, they say in kindy, they're age 5. Apparently, you can, see if someone is going to have a learning disability." And my sister was, "That's just bullshit. Of course, you can." So is it a question that teachers in Australia are not taught how to capture things like that? Or is it because this particular teacher didn't know or, wasn't interested? I don't know. But I was a bit shocked. I was like, that's just not true. So I'll be keeping close eye on my son, although the teacher has come back and say we don't think he has any learning disabilities, which is a great thing. So coming back to my learning disability, how has it affected me and how has it molded me as a person? I remember my time as a in a corporate world. I had a high-flying career, and I find that the more you write emails and the more you write correspondence, the better you come. And that's true. More you use your skills, whether it's your writing skills or talking skills, spelling skills, whatever it is, the better you come. And I find that, interestingly, I didn't have that many mistakes on my emails towards the end of my career before I went to maternity leave. But then when I come back to setting up my business and I had to do lots of written correspondence, I found it difficult because I've not been doing it for such a long time. I haven't had to write anything, any informal or formal letters or emails or blog posts, let alone articles, which I have written to online forums. So yeah, it did take time to get there. And I have a group of people that still read all my correspondence before it goes public. Like, I don't send blog posts, I don't send anything out unless it's been double checked and triple checked. Yeah, so that's the way I do it. In terms of what else, what else does dyslexia mean? Well, it doesn't define you, in terms of who you are. It also doesn't define you what you can become as an adult. Like, some of the most amazing people who've walked on this planet and things they have invented have been dyslexic. Steven Spielberg, Richard Branson, who is a pilot like myself, that's another story. He's dyslexic. The King of Sweden and the Crown Prince Victoria from Sweden, they're both dyslexic, so again, it runs in the family. Muhammad Ali, Stephen Jacobs, founder of Apple, Edison, Isaac, Newton, all these inventors, they all had dyslexia. So I think you're actually in good books. And to put a positive spin on it, I was reading a dyslexia awareness website that there are certain characteristics that goes with dyslexia, i.e., you think outside of the box, like you're thinking differently. So you are able to look about a problem in a different manner and different way than someone who doesn't have dyslexia. And some agencies, and I don't know, was it MI5, MI6, wherever, some Secret Service agencies actually are looking for people who have dyslexia to be hired as a member of staff because of the way that you can think differently. You might not be writing the poems because of your dyslexia, but your thinking is different as well. So it affects your thinking. And that was very fascinating to read that, your your dyslexia can actually be advantage. And I don't see dyslexia as a disability. I see it as ability to do things differently, think differently, and act differently. And if you have a child, you're listening to it, and you have a dyslexia, or your child having dyslexia, or you're worried that they have dyslexia, don't be disheartened. Don't be worried. Make sure that you get the support that you need and push hard. And I know some places it's very more difficult to get than others. And don't treat your child any differently than the one that doesn't have dyslexia. But treat it that they have this special gift, ability to think differently and do things differently. And that's how I see my kids, you know, whether they have dyslexia or not, we will see in a, you know, shortly. But, you know, to me, they are still the same child. And if they have dyslexia, I think that's, you know, blessing. Dyslexia has never held me back. I'm a pilot, like Richard Branson. I can, you know, correlate with him. I have my own business that I run. I have traveled the world. I've, you know, live a life that, you know, I've done things that other people dream of doing. And it's never held me back, and it should not hold you or your child back either if you have dyslexia. You just have to have faith. You have to just, you know, trust yourself, trust your instincts that you're doing the right thing for your children and for yourself, and look for help and look for support. And even if you're an adult, and there are adults who are diagnosed with dyslexia later on in life, it's not the end of the world. You can still get that degree. Yes, I have a degree in English, which is not even my first language. I've, you know, traveled the world. I've lived overseas, done things, seen things, and you know, it doesn't have to define you as a dumb person who's never going to get anywhere in life. So coming back to that, you know, person who raised that message about my writing, I'm thankful for the feedback. But I'm also well aware that it will happen again, and it doesn't bother me. Maybe I should have someone to check every single thing I put out there, but then that wouldn't be me. Then that would be just, well, you know, you're getting everything checked if you can. But we live in a life where things are in online within seconds, and it's not always going to be like that. So you have to suffer from my mistakes if you're looking at my written correspondence, and if you're listening to my listening to my podcast, then you will notice that my listening, my talking is different to my writing as well. And that is one of the things my friend said, that now it makes sense. When she finally, she's known me for like 10 years, for God's sake, and she said to me, now it makes sense, now I understand why your written, your text messages, your funky text messages are slightly different to when you talk. Like, not slightly, they're quite a lot different. The mistakes that you see there don't come when you're talking. So she was quite, you know, shocked, I think, to discover that there was an explanation. She just thought that maybe I was just like not doing it correctly. But it's true that it can be difficult in a working life, and when you're studying. I did need extra time to do my exams, and I did want to do different things in life than what I ended up doing, or studying different things. I was never really good in, you know, science. Which is like hard science. I was always more better in creative things like music and crafts and stuff like that, and sports. I was always better there. Although I have to say, I did enjoy writing. Like, even though writing was difficult, I enjoyed it, and I still do enjoy it. I enjoy writing articles and blog posts, even though it's not my the easiest thing to do. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And I hope to talk to you some more about interesting topics in non-dyslexic manner or dyslexic manner in the weeks to come. So stay tuned for some more Nordic Mom podcasts coming your way.